now so easy to tell people. When I explain this program, all the old timers that kind of dropped out, they're coming back.
Yeah, wonderful.
Saying I can do it, you know. So really appreciate it, and it's, you know, everybody's very excited with it.
Wonderful, Annette. And Ruben, I heard you. How you doing, Ruben?
I'm doing terrific, thank you.
Good. Annette, are you using the connectors box?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. So, anyway, just this last few days, I brought back quite a few, at least 3 liters that were inactive.
Wow. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I've reactivated one of my silvers who was inactive.
Yes.
And they had some really good people underneath them when they were active. Now, a number of those are coming back and being active again because they're finding something that meets what I call the FED principle, F-E-D. It's got to be fun. It's got to be easy. And it's got to be duplicatable. If it's not fun, a person isn't going to do it often enough to become successful with it.
Oh, another one. Even our daughter, a 24-year-old daughter, decided to do it. So
wonderful.
I'm so grateful.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And, you know, and then it's also got to be easy. It's just not fun. It's also got to be easy. And if it's not easy, your people aren't going to do it. And if it's not duplicatable, you're not going to make any money. And
yes, so, you know, the whole idea of targeted prospecting with short CD just makes so much sense. But when I train people, when I tell them, okay, this is what you do, 90 CDs, 60 people will say no, 50 will buy something, you know, all those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just love that day because before the connectors box, you just kind of, they go out and they do a couple and they quit. But when we tell them 90, you know, it kind of sets the standard.
Yeah, the standard, the expectation, they're not disappointed.
Yes.
And when someone says, well, you know, it's not happening for us, I said, well, how many CDs did you give out? Oh, 3.
Yes.
Well, that's just not enough.
Uh-huh.
Your expectations are unrealistic.
Yeah.
And what the connectors box does, it really not only helps them target their recruiting, but it also creates a real reasonable expectation, what they can expect if they use this.
And when I tell them that 60 will say no, it's a really good relief.
Absolutely. You know, say thank you so that you're detached from them emotionally. And go on to the next one. You know, we don't even call them no's anymore. We just call them nexes.
Oh.
It's an X.
Yeah.
It's an X, you know. I don't like the word no, so I don't even, you know, someone doesn't say no to me. They're just, what they're telling me, just go on to the next person.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling me. And you know, it's amazing how you can play with those kind of words.
And they might turn into a yes in the future.
That's right. Absolutely, Ruben. And, go ahead.
I have another question. On page 12 of the Track to Goal Guide, I know that tonight we're going to cover follow-up. Is that correct?
Yes.
But you mentioned something that regarding the business builder versus Track to Goal business builders, that they require two different kinds of commitments and coaching strategies. So if you have time,
I will.
Maybe you can touch about what that means in terms of coaching strategies, because I know the commitment is on the form, which is real.
Absolutely, and I will do that. I will start with that, Ruben. I appreciate that. Are you on the WebEx, or are you not?
No, I didn't get a link on that. So
okay, yeah. If you just go into any time you go into the WebEx on a Monday, normally I post these on a weekend or Monday morning or whatever. But if you go into Nikan's, if you go just into WebEx, you'll find mine listed on a Monday.
Okay.
So all you got to do is just click on there, and it gets you in there.
Okay, because I did look at that yesterday or something. I saw all of Dennis Williams, but I didn't see yours. But
I didn't post it till this morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, sometimes I'll post it over the weekend, and I haven't figured out yet how you can do it on a weekly basis, so I got to post them every week.
Oh, okay.
I'll find out soon. All right, well, if you're not on the WebEx, but if you are on the WebEx, I'm on slide 26. 7 in the presentation. This is the fourth week of the 4 weeks that we do go through what is called the Track to Gold training. One of the major components to the Track to Gold, or two major components to the Track to Gold, one is the Track to Gold Business Builder, which we will explain, and we covered that last week. I'm going to redo that a little bit this week because our slides weren't working properly. And I also found out that if I do a real sharp, dark black background, it's much easier to read. And so the second component is what we call the connectors box. And I will share that as well. So let me just do a little bit of review on who the Track to Gold Business Builder is. What is the difference between a business builder and a Track to Gold Business Builder? A business builder is someone who comes into NECAN and wants to do the business kind of their way. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be held accountable. I just want to do it my way. I want to build a business, but I want to do it my way. The problem is that how will that person ever teach any of their people how to do this business? And you'll find a lot of people who will come in, and they will be what we used to call business builders. Well, when I put the Track to Gold Business Builder program together, I really narrowly defined what a Track to Gold Business Builder is. And I'm now on slide 27, and I'll share that with you. The Track to Gold Business Builder buys into the philosophy of Track to Gold. They're not on a track to silver. They're not just doing their three seniors and get 20,000 in volume or 4 months of 25,000. That's not what the Track to Gold is. The Track to Gold is where they buy into the philosophy of Track to Gold, that when I identify myself as a business builder, I really want to do this business. There's several things that I'm willing to do to be on that track to gold. Not just making silver. In fact, we don't even talk about making silver. It's like we don't talk about making bronze or executive. It's just on their way to that breakaway rank. And I used to think the compensation plan was based on silvers, and it's not. The compensation plan is based on golds, because golds have first levels underneath them, which are second level to you. Now you're starting to build depth. That's where your income starts coming in. If you just have a silver, they do 20,000 in volume, you're liable to get $2,000 bonus check the month they make silver. The next month you could get nothing. See, this won't happen if you're tracking them to gold. Not only that, it's much easier to take a business builder who has a vision and they've got excitement and they want to build this business, want to make some money, tell them what a gold makes versus what a silver makes. It's the difference of night and day. And so I can always tell when I've got a Track to Gold business, they buy into the philosophy of the Track to Gold. Now, if you're interested in receiving the Track to Gold document, which explains, it's about 13, 14 pages, it explains kind of what the Track to Gold is. It talks about the philosophy, talks about the goals, talk about the difference between a business builder and a Track to Gold business builder. All you have to do is just email me at mastermarketers@aol.com and request the Track to Gold document, and I would be glad to email it out to you. Another thing that a Track to Gold business builder is that they want gold as soon as possible, meaning they want the $2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 bonus check as soon as possible. They want the car. They're not satisfied to making gold as silver. In fact, we don't use the word silver in my organization. They are future golds. And it's amazing how that change in just that wording really gives them a new vision. And they have much less of a chance of plateauing at silver if they make silver but they haven't reached gold, because they were after making gold and not silver. So it's a little tricky, but I tell you guys, it really works. They want the benefits of the gold as soon as possible. And then number three, they set their goals. They set their goals to make gold. And they buy their tools. And the tools we talked about was they buy their professional pack. They buy a sleep system, and now they have a wellness home. They buy the connectors box, okay, and they team up with you. In other words, they are willing, they buy into your accountability. So they buy into three things. They buy into their wellness home. They buy into the connectors box. It's the easiest way to recruit there is. I will argue that point with anybody. And the third thing is they buy into your leadership. They buy into your accountability that you set, meaning that you just meet with them. The accountability is very, very simple. You meet with your person who wants to track the goal once a week, and you just ask them, how many CDs did you give out today? How many follow-ups did you do? What was your success rate? How many customers did you get? How many distributors did you get? And we'll go through those numbers in a minute. So they do the work, and they agree to being coached and agree to being held accountable. That's what a Tractor Gold business builder is. Now, let me just say this, that leaders are discovered in the mix of the numbers. Guys, they're not found. They're discovered in the mix of the numbers. In fact, leaders discover themselves. I don't know why people spend so much time go looking for leaders. When I have a leader in my organization who's looking for leaders, my goodness, sometimes it takes them 2 to 3 years to find their next leader. In the meantime, they could have handed out 200, 300 CDs, and out of that mix of numbers, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people would have identified themselves as they want to do this business. So leaders, in my philosophy, they're not found, so why look for them? And many times leaders can really disappoint you anyway. You think you've got a leader, you sponsor somebody, and they don't go do anything. Well, the reason they disappoint you so much is you had such high hopes. You see, and you've got to be very careful with the disappointments in network marketing. Leaders are discovered in the mix of the numbers. And we'll talk about those numbers in a little bit. Leaders find themselves in the midst of numbers and activity. So you give someone a CD, and they like what they hear. Wow, they want to try the product. They want to come to a meeting. They want to go out there and work with their names list. They want to work with you. They want to be at the quarterly. You don't have to twist their arms. And so I never go look for leaders. I just make sure I put out 4, 5, or 6 CDs every week. Leaders find themselves in the midst of numbers and activity. Businesses don't start with lots of managers and leaders. Usually these are discovered among the workers who step up and lead. That's how businesses are built. Why wouldn't a network marketing business be built that way? It's kind of ridiculous to go out there and say, "Boy, from day one, I'm going to go recruit my president of the company." No, you're not. You're going to go find someone who can run the computer. You see, and then you're going to hire 10 of those. Next thing, you're going to have 15 or 20 employees. Now it takes a manager. Where's the manager going to come from? Within the mix of those numbers. And that's the way network marketing works. You recruit the numbers, and you will discover your leaders as they discover themselves and what you had to offer. Leadership is recruiting. Looking for a few leaders, or are you looking for the masses to recruit the masses? I'd much rather go out there and sponsor 10 people who will share with 3 of their friends and then maybe never do anything else in business. You know, now there's 30 more people that have been introduced to Nikan. You find me a leader who does that all by themselves. See? So it's a whole new twist. It's a whole new way of looking at things. It's not that I don't appreciate leaders, but a leader has to prove themselves to me before I even call them a leader. They have to prove themselves before I call them a leader. I don't care if they were president of a bank. It doesn't make them a leader of a network marketing organization. A leader is someone who has people underneath them who are following them. That's the definition of a leader. And so I don't go sponsor that one leader and see whether or not they do something in the business. Now, if that person is president of the bank, I might give them a CD. But I'm not going to put my hopes on them and say, well, this is the only CD I'm going to give out for the next 6 months because I found my next Royal Diamond. No, you didn't. The only way you're going to find your next Royal Diamond is if they show up at meetings and they show up at quarterly events and they go to Humans Being More training and they get their wellness home and you don't even have to twist their arm to do it. So what we're going to be doing is I want to take a look at doing some of the follow-up and why it's so important to keep adding names to your list. When we tell people, when we sponsor someone and they want to go out there and share with the people, we have what is called in the connectors box, there is a list of 35 CDs.
Eating dinner.
And those 35 CDs, generally we try to identify a name that would relate to, let's say, headaches or migraines or seizures or autism or relate to asthma or allergies or fibromyalgia, whatever, relate to a lawyer, relate to a sports figure, relate to a car salesman, you know, whatever it is. And so when we're making up our list, the people, we don't just say, let's think of 20 names of people and I'll go share Nican with them. Because we found out that a targeted CD is much better than one size fits all. Because when you target them with someone's testimonial or someone's experience, and I'm not just talking about the products, it could be experience with their profession. They got tired of it. They hated it. And they found Nican to be a way out. So I don't care if it's business or if it's product. It doesn't matter. I target that person with a CD. And now you're going to reach them where they're hurting. You reach them where they're at. You reach them what's bothering them. Instead of saying, hey, let me, you know, no one gets up in the morning and says, boy, I can't wait till someone knocks on my door and shares Nican with me. They are getting up in the morning and says, I wonder how I can get rid of my headache. Wonder how I can get rid of my lousy job. And guys, I'm going to just mention about the gas thing. We don't have a gas problem. You know, we don't have, the economy is one of the best things that we could do in our economy right now, and one of the best things we could do with our gas situation right now is go recruit a lot of people in the Nican and show them how we got an opportunity to be at home and they don't have to spend a lot of gas. And how we can help them make an extra $200, $300, or $400 a month to make their house payment. See, when it's a down economy, we should be thriving because that's what our answers are. A lot of people are stressful. Well, let me show you how you can sleep on our sleep system and you'll get up and you'll think better and you'll be able to be more creative. You'll be able to get that second job or get that, come up with ideas as to how you're going to get out of this situation if you feel better. We've got answers. We're not involved in the problem. You know, we've got answers for people out there. And, that's why I say the gas challenge out there for network marketers is nothing more than an attitude. That's all it is. All you got to do is just turn that attitude around and you realize you've got an answer for that person. Adding new names to your list is people you know. And so I'm always adding lists, have a little pad. I'm always adding names of people I thought of this week that I hadn't thought of before. Okay? And I try to match them with something on those CDs. Is this person a doctor? Is this person a lawyer? Is this person a car salesman? Is this person this or whatever? Does this person have this? You know, I don't know how I forgot that person. But you make a concerted, intentional effort to sit down and think about these people you meet. We meet people. We meet new people every day. Now, one of the hardest ways to do Nican is when you meet a new person and you want to try to convince them of Nican. That's hard. Because you meet a new person, you immediately want to get them into your world. People will resist that. When you meet a person, try to find out through a nice conversation, friendly conversation, and see what's bothering them. And then make sure you got your connectors box in your car or in your truck and just say, I have to run out to my car and I'd like to give you something. that I think would you would be really interested in hearing. Real short, you know, you don't have to explain it. Just give it to them. Now you're taking something to go into their world. You see. And so you're meeting their needs before you try to get them to come and meet your needs. What are your needs? Well, it's a bonus check. It's your next rank. You see? And so if that's the way we're prospecting, we're going to have a lot of resistance out there. And that's why a lot of distributors quit. It's because we teach them how to pull them into our world. And instead of going into their world first and being very sincere, there's the people you meet, distributors lists. You know, you can take a distributor. I have people who have gotten reactivated just using the connectors box because I showed them that how simple and easy this is. We'll talk a little bit about the connectors box. And then you also have referrals. I love doing referrals. A person says, well, Dave, I'm really not interested. I'll say, do you know of anybody who has fibromyalgia? You know if anybody has an autistic child? See, and I have my list in front of me, and we start connecting names. Would it be okay if I just send them a CD? I don't even have to knock on their door. You know, referrals, in-homes, okay? Don't ever do an in-home and not send them home with some targeted CDs and hear their stories. Shows, be creative as you're adding the list. Be diligent. Guys, there's 6 billion people out there. And there's so many times, we walk all over people all day long looking for a prospect. No, we're looking for a leader. We shouldn't do that. We should be looking and listening to everything that goes around us. Keep your eyes and ears, especially your ears, open. And people are complaining about this. Or, you know, just share your heart with them. And then give them a testimonial CD. Let someone else share the testimony. Tactical accountability. And the first thing I will ask that person, if they're willing to do the business and they want to be a tactical business builder, I said, what's your weekly CD commitment? They say, what do you mean? I said, well, would you like to give out 3? Would you like to give out 5? I had one of my ladies who's on my team, she gave out 9 this week. She's 1/10 of her way to making gold because 90 will make you a gold. She did it in 1 week. And she's doing some good follow-up. Now, obviously, she's got the time to do it, but she's got a tool. She's very focused. She's not trying to figure out going to seminars and trying to figure out how to recruit. She's staying home and doing it. So I would ask, what is your weekly CD? And they say, or they might say 1. That's okay. 0 is not acceptable. She might say 1, might say 2, might say 3, might say 4, might say 5. Okay, we'll do that for a couple of weeks. We'll see if they meet that commitment. And if they say my commitment is 5 and they're only doing 3, after 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, we got to adjust it downward. Because if they don't, they'll get discouraged. See, their commitment is unrealistic. It's not too high, it's unrealistic. And or they might say, well, my commitment is 1, but I'm doing 3 every week. Well, it's too low. It's not motivational. So I try to help people find their rhythm of the numbers. And if that rhythm is 1 and they do good with that every week, follow up, every week, follow up, somewhere down the road they're going to make gold. It'll take them 90 weeks. They do 1 a week. I was on the phone with a new distributor today, and she said, I want to make some money. I said, great. I said, you have a connectors box? She said, no. I said, are you willing to get one? She says, I don't know. I said, well, then you're going to have to do it the hard way. She said, what do you mean? I said, the hard way is when you do all the talking. You share all the stories. So the easy way is get your connectors box and you connect the CD with somebody that has the same stories. That's what we call targeted connecting. And I said, let them tell the story. I said, you do that 90 times and you'll make $2,000, $3,000 a month as a goal. And so now she knows how she's going to make the money. She knows how often she has to do it. You know, it's not, well, let me try this for 2 weeks and then try something else that doesn't work, and then we'll go try something else that doesn't work. She knows exactly. I said, Wendy, I said, you can do it the hard way or you can do it the easy way. It's your choice. I've been in this business almost 40 years. I know what's easy. It's called the connectors box. It's the easiest thing there ever has ever been as far as recruiting is concerned. The easiest, bar none. How many CDs? How many follow-ups, you know, are you doing? You can make a little, even if you want a little accountability tracking form, what you call accountability tracking form, just email me and I'll send you a copy of mine. Just a simple little tracking form. Numbers this past week in your PGV, and I'll go through the numbers in a minute. If we're not meeting the numbers, I just ask three questions. Don't you know how? Well, stay connected to the call or learn how. Let's learn how. Let's talk about it. Don't you have time? Well, you have maybe too high a goal. Adjust it. Or the third thing is, don't you want to? As they say, no, I don't want to. I said, well, then do something else. Let's stop wasting each other's time here. So if they don't know how, they don't have time, or they don't want to. Those are the only three questions, one of those three questions they have to answer if they're not meeting their numbers. And many times they say, I don't know how, or I don't have time. I said, well, let's make a few adjustments here. Okay? Now, let's go into... let me just check here for something. Let me just go back here for a second. There we go. 90 CDs, you'll have 60 people. Now, these are real averages. You know, it might be 100, might be 110, might be 70, might be 80. It depends how good you are. 90 is an average. 90 CDs, that's what we call a presentation. It's just that someone else is doing the presentation, not the new distributor. Okay? 60 of them are not interested. Let me check something here. Bear with me for a second. Let me just go back a little bit here. There we go. 90 of them are not interested.
That's fine.
60 of them are not interested. That just simply means, so what? You know, it's a numbers game, guys. And that's why I tell people you have to have fun with it. And I'm going to say something that is kind of blows people away, but this is how I teach them and train them how to have fun with the numbers. I'd rather someone continue doing the numbers than getting the order or the distributor. If you'd be one of my brand new distributors, I'd say it's more important that you hand out 90 CDs than you get an order right now. Why is it important to do 90 CDs? Because in the 90 CDs, you'll find your business builders, you'll find your orders, you'll find your distributors, you'll find your seniors, you'll find your executives. In the numbers, you'll find them. And how often have you gotten someone who said they wanted to do the business, they bought an order, you sponsored them, never did anything? And the person who sponsored them stopped sponsoring. I'd have much rather that they would have stayed on track during the 90 than to be misled by someone who bought the product. You can't do 90 CDs and not have products, not have business builders, and not have Silvers break out. You can't do that. You can have sponsor people, you can have orders, and nobody ever do anything.
All the support that he had, all
so why is it so important? The numbers are extremely important. And then you have about 15 members, and then you have about, out of those, about 7 business builders, and then you have 5, what we call 5 business builders, 7 members, 5 business builders, and then you have 3 people who are out there going to track the gold with you, and these are going to be your Silvers. And that's how you make gold.
Does that.
So, you know, guys, the numbers work. I don't know why people get so hung up on the response. not the response I'm looking for. I'm just looking for that next person to put a CD in their hands. Because out of 90, three of them are going to connect with what you're doing. If you don't believe me, go do your 90. Just go do your 90. And, but, you know, the hardest thing to teach people in this program is to do 90 CDs, because they get all hung up on the response.
Idea, all the support.
You know, oh, I did 10 of them, and I got one customer. Well, you're on track.
Huh?
Let's do 80 more. See? And so, but in order to go through the numbers of 90, you have to make it fun, you have to make it easy. That's why I don't, even you know, people say, okay, what's the follow-up? Did you know that people are natural networkers until we teach them network marketing? Then they're scared to death to talk to people. Now, why is that? That sounds so weird, but it's true. People are natural networkers. They'll network a favorite restaurant. They'll network a favorite book. They'll network a favorite movie. They'll network all kinds of stuff. But you try to get them to sell that book, they'll stop talking about that book. They're scared to death. You see? And so I try, this system, this track the gold, the connector spot, all I do is I just try to take all that fear away from them. Because if you can't take that fear away, now let me make it even more personal. If you're in that kind of fear, then stop approaching people from the standpoint of selling them something. Put a CD in their hands and get it back, then go give it to another and get it back, go give it to another and get it back, forget about the response, do that 90 times, and you'll have fun and you'll find your three people to make gold. But it's amazing to me that most people are such natural talkers, networkers, until we teach them network marketing, and then they stop talking to people. It's ridiculous. Because we're trying to teach them how to sponsor, we're trying to teach them how to recruit, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And so I approach the follow-up the same way. People say, what should I say when I go pick up the CD? I said, well, one of the first things that you should do is just find out how they felt about it. Don't ask them what they think of it. Just ask them how they felt. Get that feeling coming. You know, what did you feel when you listened to that? And that's about all I tell them. What else should I say? I said, you're a natural networker. You're a person. You're a people person. You're a natural networker. Once that door opens and you're not there to sell them something, something happens, they'll start connecting, they'll start talking. Unless we give them a script that they have to follow that tries to get the sale. And so it's very, very important that follow-up. Now let me tell you how simple follow-up is. Go pick up the CD and let some natural conversation take place. And if there's no natural conversation and they don't want to talk to you, next. 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 And then next. 60 times. Next. Now, if you can have fun doing that without having to go out there and doing follow-up to sell or do follow-up, you'll do your 90. I bet you every person on this call, if I would tell you, I will give you $3,000 a month.
The free ones?
You can't sell anything. You can't sponsor anybody. All you have to do is hand out a CD and pick it up, ask them what they thought of it, make a note of it, go give it to somebody else, ask them what they thought of it, make a note of it, go give it to someone else, ask them what they thought of it, make a note of it. I bet you every person on this call, if I give you $3,000 a month to do that 90 times, you could do that within 60 days. Why don't you do it in NECAN? Because we're always approaching people from the standpoint of selling them or sponsoring them. something, and then we get all tightened up, and we get all frustrated, and we take it so personal when they say no to us, and we don't know how to answer their objection. See? When you teach a person how to be a network marketer, you have many times shut down their networking ability. Now, should they be good network marketers? Sure. But let them learn that as they go along. They don't have to sit in a seminar after seminar after seminar. How to, you know, let me just point out what's in the connectors box. You have the connectors box CD, something I did. It kind of explains what the connectors box is and the components that are in there. Any questions? So if you're on the call and you don't have a question, would you just do *6 so that we can kind of cut the noise down a little bit? But if you do, any questions so far that you might want to throw at me before I wrap it up here with the connectors box?
This is Annette. I have two questions.
Go ahead, Annette.
Yeah. First you said, don't say, what did you think, you say, what did you feel? And then second time you said, what did you think?
Yeah, it was a misquote of mine. You can use either word. I use either approach, but the best approach is, what do you feel?
Okay. And the second question is, when you pick up the CD, if they show interest, then what do we do?
Yes, and what they'd like to do. So no scripts. Would you like to buy some product? Would you like to become a distributor? Would you like to buy a pack? Let me show you your options.
Wow. So just from the CD, we'll jump into that closing thing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
you know, there's times when a person will ask me, and says, what did this person do to get rid of their headache? I said, well, you know, they used this, or on the tape they were sharing this. You might have missed it or something like that. Or you might want to try this. And then you show them what's in the catalog, and, you know, would you like to buy it as a member? Would you like to buy it retail? Would you like to buy it as a distributor?
Wow.
Give them options.
So we don't really have to do the wellness home tour or anything like that.
You can. If you're having fun doing it and you do it 90 times, you'll be successful. I don't do it.
You don't do it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so right when you pick up, if they show interest, you just kind of go over what products this person used to get rid of headache. And
absolutely, absolutely. And
wow.
Then, but I will also let them know what the meeting, you know, where the meetings are.
Okay.
You know, if you'd like to hear more testimonials, you'd like to see who else involved with it. We have a meeting coming up on Tuesday night. You know, that kind of thing.
So you can close either right there or just maybe another step.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, the important thing is do what's comfortable. Do what's comfortable. And I know people say, well, do what's uncomfortable. Well, a few people can get good doing that, but most of the people cannot.
Mm.
I tell them, you know, do what's comfortable, and then you'll start getting better and better and better and better. And see, what I'm trying to do is, how can a brand new distributor do this? I have, for quite some time now, I don't learn. I mean, Dave Stolz doesn't learn how to get better. I want to learn some really simple things that my brand new distributor can do. That's what I want to learn. And if I have to go out there and do exactly what I've been telling everybody on this call and act like a brand new distributor so I can feel what they're feeling, and I can face what they're facing, I'll make some money. I'll starve on what I can do. And yet we go to seminar after seminar, training after training after training to get better. Us getting better. And every time we get better, we seem to somehow distance ourselves from our brand new distributors. And I'm not saying don't get better. I'm just saying, realize the trap, because network marketing is this crazy business where you have to get people immediately to do what you just did. most of what I was doing the last 5 years, my brand new people could not do it. We have taken the connectors box, built all that kind of stuff in there so that we can take the learning curve from a year to 3 weeks. A learning curve, if it takes a year to learn what's in that connectors box, they're not going to have momentum or success fast enough. They're going to quit on you. See, the CDs, they can sponsor people immediately. They don't even know anything. You want to know something? It was the only thing that we had when NECAN got started in the U.S., the only thing we had was testimonials. We didn't have lots of professionals. We didn't have a lot of research. We didn't have a lot of products. We had a few magnetic products that made people feel good and somehow did this and did that before there were silvers, before there were golds, before there were platinums. All we had, guys, was stories. And out of those stories, we built a $1.5 billion a year company. And I challenge anyone on this call tonight, has your bonus check grown in the last couple years? If it has, you're doing some things right. If it hasn't, you're too complicated. You've gotten away from the stories. You've gotten away from what grabs people's heart. It's not a head-to-head business. This is a heart-to-heart business, even in finding my leaders. It's a heart-to-heart business. If I can't grab your heart, I doubt very seriously whether I can get into your head. And it's much easier for a brand new distributor to reach someone's heart than what it is to reach someone's head. And your distributor will do, your brand new distributor will do how you brought them into the business. And if it was a 3-week process of trying to teach them this and teach them that and teach them something else, it's amazing how quickly we put our brand new distributors into a management mode. Before they manage this business, they should have sponsored 10 people. So the connectors box, it has 35 targeted CDs, many more to come. Find a good CD. You know, I'm building mine to about 100. The nice little follow-up box in there, the Wellness Consultant Resource CD, 2,200 pages, talking about the gas situation, talking about the economy, people having to travel to go to meetings. No. I can take 1 year of learning. How much gas would that take? How much time would that take? And take 1 year of learning, and I can compact it into 3 weeks. And they can learn it all in their home. Now we're talking about an at-home business, not an in-home business. They're just at home while they're doing their business. Wellness Consultant Resource, Dennis Williams, NECAN Preview. My goodness, it's amazing how often I give that to somebody. How many times do you ever invite someone to come to a meeting, 3 or 4 people, and no one shows up? But what if you put it in their hands and let them watch it when the kids are in bed? 4-hour product workshop DVD. That's worth the whole cost of the box. The box, I think, is around $124.95, something like that. It's worth $500 when you consider all the time, all the gas, all the expenses that you would have to do to put into learning what's in that box. The 4-hour product workshop DVD is 4 hours. Sitting in front of TV watching product demonstrations, going through all the products put together by Bo Tanis and his group up in Canada. Brilliant Compensation CD. Why is that in there? That's in there so the brand new distributor knows how they get paid. Wouldn't that be nice to know? Do they have to go to a seminar to find that out, spend another $30? There's a sample 2 CD plastic case. You can get those at Staples, or you can get them from Focus on Growth, the box you get from Focus on Growth, or you can get more of the plastic case. But we put a sample in there just simply to show you that put these CDs in there, and some make a nice color cover for it. Track to Gold guide CD that I've done, kind of takes you through the Track to Gold program kind of thing. And so it's really fun to work this thing. And let me just close by sharing, and then we can take some of your questions already, again. The Connectors Box, the new business builder benefits. This is a brand new person who comes in the business and says, I really want to do this business. And I now tell people, you want to do it the hard way, you want to do it the easy way. The hard way is when you see, I believe that the rollout is a good way to go out there and build a business to a certain extent. There's one downfall. Most of the Ioannis consultants aren't going to do that. They're not going to give 90 rollouts. They're just not going to do it. Another way to build a business is invite people to come to meetings. How long is it going to take you to get 90 prospects to a meeting? You personally. And then how long is it going to take your distributors to do it? You can go out there and you can do in-homes. How many in-homes do you have to do in order to get 90 in front of 90 people? Now, if you can do it, can your distributors do it? See, if your distributors don't do it, you're not going to make money. I don't care how many in-homes you do. Your distributors at second levels have to do it. Third levels have to do it. And so what I like about the CDs is that everybody can do it. Everybody. It's amazing. I've got so many people in this program now. It's kind of fun to calculate how many presentations are made every week. And all they're doing, some of these are new distributors, they don't know nothing. They don't know anything about Nikan. They just know here's a fibromyalgia tape, and here's somebody who has fibromyalgia. Here, try this, and I'll come pick it up. That's what I teach them. And they're learning as they go along. There's a huge difference between a connector's box and a collector's box. Most times when you've been in this business for 3 or 4 or 5 years, you have a huge collection of stuff that you've bought, that you've tried, that you've done this, you've done that, and now it's collecting dust. So there's a huge difference between a connector's box, because a connector's box is not something that's there to collect dust. It's there to put that into someone's hands and build your business with it. And so the real benefits are the great testimonials. I have a person who just got their connectors box, a good distributor, and she said, Dave, I'm just learning, and I'm just getting so excited listening to all the testimonials myself. How many meetings would you have to attend to hear all those top testimonials? Cream of the crop. They probably have to attend 3 years of meetings to meet all those people personally. She says, I'm learning so much. And she does it in the benefits of, in the joy of her home. So it's early belief in the efficacy of the products and the opportunity, because those tapes also talk about the opportunity. Presenting is easier and it's more sincere. You know? If I'm not talking, you're not going to get the feeling that I'm trying to sell you something. The more I talk, the more you're going to feel like I'm trying to sell you something. And guess what happens? The guard comes up. It's easy to share stories with people. That's one of the greatest secrets to sales. Share stories, not information. And we've gotten so inundated with information, and rightfully so, because we have high-tech products, and it's coming out, and every time new information, new research, boy, it zips through the emails and zips through the internet and all kinds of stuff. But how many people are sharing the stories? It opens doors. Easy to duplicate into the second and the third and the fourth levels. I have I hand out a CD, and this person says, I'm really not interested, but I know somebody who might. ever happen when you sit down and give them a page-by-page-by-page presentation for 45 minutes. They're not going to say to you, well, I'm not interested, but let me just give this presentation to my friend. It's very easy to duplicate. That's what I'm talking about. As your second, your third, your fourth levels. They, you know, you should be sponsoring fourth levels in a business builder who really wants to do this business. They should be sponsoring fourth levels in 4 weeks. Now you're going to make some money. Access to instant information. It's right there. You know, I'll get someone who has a migraine, and I said, hey, you really got to listen to this testimonial. Okay. I says, on Friday, I'd like to pick it up. Can I pick it up around 2 o'clock? Would that suit you? I always set the follow-up appointment when I give the CD. If you don't, you're going to have a hard time doing your follow-up. You always make the appointment, the time to pick it up. And then I'll tell the person, I says, you know what I'll do? I says, when I get home, I'll do a little research on your situation. Do you mind if I just send you some information in the mail? Oh, would you do that? Sure, absolutely. See, they're so excited because I'm doing this for them. I'm coming into their world. I'm not trying to get them into my world. My needs, although I can do that later, once that mind is open to do that, I'll go home, I'll get my resource CD, and I'll do a little research on migraines, and I'll print out some testimonials, some research, 2,200 pages of that stuff in there, and I'll stick it in an envelope, and I'll put a little note in there, a sticky note or whatever, and remind them of my follow-up appointment. They appreciate that. But I don't have to tell them all that stuff. The more I tell them, the more they feel like I'm selling them. Leverage time and money? Wow. I'm convinced the person can become a royal diamond in 10 hours a week. Might never ever have to go full time in Nikken. If they learn how to use the proper tool. Great confidence builder. 10 hours a week to platinum, and I'm on the royal diamond. Very, very important. This is the work. 15 to 30 CDs a month. Or if they just want to do one a week, that's 90 weeks. Consistent follow-up. Follow-up is basic. Go pick them up. Be a natural networker just like you were before you got into network marketing. You know? Amazing how many movies we have sold before we got into network marketing. The Monday evening call, let this be a coaching call for you. Bring your questions, bring your frustrations, bring your comments. What we've gone through the last 4 weeks was a four-week training on the track to gold. Next week, we're just going to be talking about questions that you have. What are you dealing with? And we'll talk about this.
Yeah. Would you send me...
And so we'll close it with the Fed. It's got to be fun, guys, or people won't want to join you. And if you think recruiting's hard, don't ever expect your distributors to do it. This is not a luck game. You got to do the numbers. Got to be easy, or the business builders won't do the numbers. Your people won't do it. Got to be duplicatable or you won't have a monthly reproductive residual income check. And you wonder why your volume and your check doesn't grow unless you're involved with the activity. That's not network marketing, that's sales. And so, pretty simple. It's really not that hard. After 40 years in network marketing, I now measure everything I do against the Fed formula. I used to work hard at doing things I could do and improving what I was doing, which created just residual income. What I now do is basically I try so hard to find things that my brand new distributor not only can do, but will do 90 times. I challenge everyone in this call to make that your goal. And if it's not the CDs, if it's not the connectors box, spend a lot of time thinking, researching, what is that one tool that my new distributor could do 90 times? Not how am I going to get better. What is that one tool that my distributor could do 90 times? You can cut down a tree with your fingernails. The problem is, you're not a tool in this business. Go get a sharp saw. You can pass that saw on to somebody else. Can't pass your fingernails on to somebody else. Pass that saw again to someone else and someone else. The point I'm trying to make is that there's sharp tools that get the job done, and then there's dull tools that have to do with you, because one of the hardest things for leaders to accept in network marketing is that we are not duplicatable. So I can't have people. In fact, when I go into an area now to do a NECAN meeting, I'll go in for distributors and just teach them how to use the connectors box. I don't ask them to get a lot of people together and let me share NECAN with them. What good is that when I go home? I was fishing for them. Wouldn't you rather teach people how to fish? So that when you go home, you make some reproductive residual income? I'm going to say this again. People can make money in network marketing if they don't turn people into network marketers. Guys, that's a revelation. Let them be natural networkers. See, statistics will show and prove that brand new distributors will sponsor more people than the seasoned leader will. Their excitement, they know nothing, they're networking. Now teach them how to market. Wow. Like you're putting duct tape on their mouth, handcuffs on their hands. And they don't even know it. Done so innocently. And they're collecting all this dust of information. They wonder why they can't grow their bonus check. Next week, we will talk a lot about your questions. Come on the call. We'll talk about it. We'll play with it. I'll have the slides ready if I have to turn to some of them. But come on the call with your questions and your successes. I'll be happy to be your coach for this program for a while and bring your new people on it. And by all means, when you sponsor a business builder, not everybody, but when you sponsor a business builder who wants to do the business, get a connectors box in their hands and teach them how to use it, and you'll discover how easy this business is. And so will they. Appreciate you being. Any questions, any comments, and we'll wrap it up.
Dave, are you really having a call next week? I thought you were going to skip next week because of the holiday.
Well, is everybody going to be on the holiday, or would you prefer we do a call? What's the concern?
Would like a call.
Pardon?
Would like a call.
Okay. I'll be available. You know, I'll be at home anyway. And for those who can make it, yeah, I appreciate the person who brought it up. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll just go ahead. And I was going to stop the calls in the summer and then start them up again in September. Because in September, the four Mondays in September after Labor Day, the four Mondays, we will be doing a whole 4 weeks of training again. But this summer we'll be doing coaching.
These last four calls, are they recorded?
No, they're not. I haven't learned how to record them yet, so maybe the next time around we can record them. But, you know, play around with it. Work on this, the Track2Go, the connectors box. Two things, two very important components of the Track2Go. Is that is your Track2Go business builder's commitment. You got to have that person's commitment. Only takes three out of your 90. Three people's commitments. Let them make the commitment. Don't impose your commitment onto them. And then the second thing, the second tool, is the connectors box. I'm sorry, I was reading something here on my email. Someone has said it's still difficult logging in. Do you think that'll be improved by the fall? I'm not sure that it can be improved, except it's got to be improved on your end. Because there are people who have no difficulty getting into the WebEx, and my slides will improve. I'll get better presenting the slides if that's a challenge on doing that, and I'll keep them a little bit more simple. But as far as getting in on the WebEx, guys, I just keep trying to encourage you, practice doing that. It took me quite some time before I learned how to work through this system. And it's really a lot of fun to practice and to get in it. But the technology improves, you know, every week. They continue to work on it. And so, the person who's asked the question, it's still difficult logging in. Do you think that it will improve by the fall? It has a lot to do with how your computer is programmed. There's some people that can get in this way, and other people have to go in this way. And so many computers are different. So you have to try to find out what your system, what your computer will allow you to do. But I tell you, don't you just love the WebEx program from the standpoint of being able to see it? Another thing I want to try to do is I want to try to see whether or not we can get some pictures up there as to who's talking. And then, of course, I'm going to have to, instead of doing it in my robe, I have to dress up. Isn't that terrible? I don't know if I like that system or not, but we'll try. So. I love this at-home business. I love the at-home business, and that's what people are looking for. So guys, go ahead.
This is Peggy. I just was saying people can practice by trying to get in on Dennis Williams. On Monday.
Yeah, and a plug for Dennis. But boy, I tell you, he does some really good wellness previews.
Yes.
He's one of the best, and he does them, at 9 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, at 3 o'clock? He does them about four times.
Four times, and they're interactive.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was wondering if you could repeat that website where we could get the connectors box?
Yes, it's focusongrowth.com.
Focus on Growth.
Uh-huh. WWW.
I'm actually a new consultant. I just started 5 days ago.
Oh, well,
I'm super
wonderful.
Excited.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, they also have an 800 number if you'd like to call them.
Okay.
And they would love to hear you that you are a brand new distributor. And let me give you their number. It's 800. And it's a central number because it comes out of Texas. And their number is 800-496-8508. And when you call in, ask for Nancy if you can. She's one of the owners. And tell her your story.
And I actually have another question. I'm starting out here in Florida, but I actually live in Mexico, and I'm wanting to get to the gold as soon as possible, so I can distribute there. And I was wondering if the connectors box, you have any in Spanish, any testimonials in Spanish to be able to distribute there.
There are testimonials out there on Spanish. Again, you might want to check with Focus on Growth.
Okay.
There are some testimonials on Spanish. There's none in the connectors box. It would be very interesting in the near future when someone who can take that information in the connectors box and make a Spanish connectors box out of it.
Okay.
Because there's a huge need for that out there.
Yeah.
And talk to Focus on Growth with that, and they would give you some direction.
Perfect. I would definitely try to help in translating if possible.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For the person that just spoke, I wanted to mention that I live here in the San Antonio area,
And there's some people that are sponsoring in Mexico and have maybe able to be of assistance, so I can put you in touch with them.
Okay.
Great. So my name is
Ruben, and just give me a call at 210-827-7184.
My name's Noemi, so I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Is Maurice still on the call?
Yeah, I am. How's it going?
That's wonderful, and I got your little email, I got your little note. Yes, I'd be glad to come on your WebEx.
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm looking at it as a track to going platinum. I know it sounds great as a track to going gold, but you and I met when I was doing the diamond training out there in California.
Yes.
I had a great time with you over there. I always resonated with things that you had said. And
yes.
One of my biggest challenges were all the silvers that decided that they were going to take a vacation because they thought that they've reached the pinnacle in Nikan. And
yes.
I have been looking and trying to figure out how am I going to surpass this silver thing and cut through that board. And then I find you. So
yes.
I was really excited. I got my box, and I am starting to get my people involved that are on a mentoring and accountability call that I've been doing on WebEx, and it's really exciting, and this is a great asset, and I can't thank you enough for helping putting this thing together.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I would be glad to come on and on your call or your WebEx. Just email me, and we'll set up a time. That would be great.
Outstanding.
And,
thank you.
But you know, I'd love the comment you made because 75 to 80% of the silvers never go on to make gold. And the reason for that is that which you focus on, you will plateau. You have a much greater chance of plateauing.
Yeah, I agree
with people how to make silver, silver, and they never get beyond that. It's almost, you know, like that karate chop to break that board.
Yes.
If you focus on the board, you will break your hand. You have to focus on what's behind the board. I love your vision from the standpoint, let's track to platinum.
Absolutely.
But generally what I'm finding is if I have tracked them to gold, all we got to do it is 6 more months and then we find 3, you know, they do 90 more and we find those other 3 and they are platinum.
Actually, there's a lot of golds out there that are looking for something that that they can. I mean, we're already telling the stories. Unfortunately, as a gold and platinum, we're being leveraged by everybody to validate everything. And
mm-hmm.
Now it's how much easier that we have the time freedom to actually put into our business by handing a CD and showing them how to do the same. And
yeah.
It's genius. It's actually genius.
You know, and the information that's there, and I teach people, I say, you have to keep these in your car. Because you want to give it to them the moment that opportunity arrives. And how often do we say, I'll send you something, or something like this? Well, you know, we've lost the moment. And I'm serious. The 35 is just the beginning in those 35 CDs. You know, I'm building mine to about 100. I want a tennis testimonial. I want a golf testimonial, because every time I meet a golfer, I want to give him that. You know, and there's so many different angles that you can do.
I'm getting ready to put one together with Dennis, with a testimonial of mine in business and in product related, and I think it's going to be really exciting. And again, it's going to be a great way for my people to leverage that as well, and people all throughout Nikan to leverage. And you know, for me to have something on fibromyalgia, I don't know anybody here that has fibromyalgia.
I know.
For me to have a testimonial on and leverage off of some. And someone that I've never met is like leveraging somebody in your organization that you've never met that
Absolutely.
You're receiving an income from. So
it's almost a perfect three-way, except
yeah.
It kind of takes you out of the picture. And that's what you want to do with your brand-new distributors. See, you and I can do three-ways. Our distributors can't. You know, how quickly do they become an A? And I can teach people how to become an A within an hour. And A is, see, the CD is the B. The brand new distributor is the A who hands it to the C. And not only that, trying to put three ways together, and I'm a strong believer in three ways. But how many people use them? Very few. The reason is they're too difficult to connect. Get everybody's schedule getting together. And so it's not easy. It doesn't meet my Fed inspection.
And basically what you've put together is exactly what Paul Zane Pilzer has been talking about, that the next millionaires are going to come from people who have information on technologies
yes.
when it deals with health and wellness that you're able to put into their hand. He didn't say anything about how many people you can get to an event,
mm-hmm.
how many people you can get into a wellness home or rollout or a business preview. I truly believe that we're evolved into a new era of network distribution and information technology.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can hand them something, and pretty soon it could be on MP3s and MP4s. I mean, we don't know how far this can go. Right now,
absolutely.
It's CDs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the recruiting is really great with these CDs. Then the training can be done in the WebExes.
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? But it's
yes.
very hard to do the recruiting on the WebExes. I'm not saying it's not impossible, but it's not impossible. But it's much easier to do a targeted recruiting. Targeted recruiting. I tell you, 15 minutes of somebody's testimonial who had migraines and now they don't have it anymore, don't tell me that doesn't grab someone's heart.
Dave?
Especially if that person you gave it to has a migraine. Now, if they've got a foot problem, then give them somebody who has a 15-minute testimonial on neuropathy or something. Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know the last four calls, the training calls have been recorded and should be up and functional at allswell.org within the next couple days.
I'm sorry, would you give that website again?
It's allswell.org, allswell.org. Click on the date.
A-L-L-S. There's no I in there.
No I.
A-L-L-S-W-E-L-L.
.org.
.org. Okay.
Yeah, and the Dave Stolfus link.
Okay.
All's well.
A-L-L-S-W-E-L-L.org. And then just click on the Dave Stolfus link.
Yeah,
okay, guys. Well, you all have a nice week. Always enjoy chatting with you. Next week we'll do a lot of chatting. And we'll hear more from you than what, I won't do so much lecturing. The next training will start in September, and this summer we'll just do the coaching. So bring your questions, bring your people, and let's have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.